Each side claiming some victories. Lisa Brady, Fox News, as the Russian assault on Ukraine continues in multiple parts of the country.
In southeast Ukraine, the Russian Defense Ministry claims the land bridge from Donbas to Crimea along the Sea of Azov, one of Putin's primary military objectives, is now complete. Following the amphibious assault of some 2,000 Russian Marines, the Ukrainians deny the takeover is complete. They say the strip of land along the coast remains contested. Shelling continues in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the northeast. Days after a Russian Special Forces unit was annihilated, some think the shelling of civilian areas could be revenge.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv. Russia's been accused of war crimes over the possible use of cluster bombs. Now, a senior U.S. defense official says there's evidence of thermobaric weapon launchers in Ukraine, more devastating than conventional explosives.
A fuel container with two separate explosive charges. They tend to cause very little primary fragmentation, but their blast wave can be extremely powerful and generate high temperatures that can start fires and are particularly cruel wounds to people within that blast area.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. The war in Ukraine, a new backdrop for President Biden's first State of the Union address tonight, which will include a defense of his domestic agenda, criticized by Republicans like South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune.
Over the past year, the Democrats here in Congress and the administration have pursued a reckless and partisan agenda.
The president expected to argue in part that climate initiatives can help fight inflation. A baseball standoff may be close to a tipping point. The league says it'll make its best offer before a self-imposed deadline an hour from now. The deadline was extended after marathon talks last night aimed at saving the scheduled start of a full season. The players were locked out by the owners in December. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Election season kicking off with today's primaries in Texas. Fox Business's Grady Trimble hearing from voters about the issues.
Some of them are Texas specific, but others are big national issues that will certainly play a role later this year in other primaries and the midterms. And a big one is inflation. The attorney general's race will certainly be one to pay attention to. For the current AG, Ken Paxton, he has former President Trump's endorsement.
Texas also has 38 congressional seats at stake, including two new seats from population growth. A judge says three men charged in a plot to kidnap the Michigan governor were not entrapped by the FBI. That ruling keeps the case moving forward to a tentatively scheduled pretrial hearing in August. All three are charged with multiple counts, including providing materials to support terrorist acts. They're accused of aiding six other suspects charged in federal court with conspiring to kidnap Governor Whitmer. Five others are also charged in state courts. Actor Kevin Costner, who stars in the drama series Yellowstone, will celebrate the national park's 150th anniversary with a new four-part series on Fox Nation.
Costner will narrate and host the series, which will debut later this year. Each one-hour episode will focus on the history and wildlife of Yellowstone National Park. The series was developed by Costner and his production company. Fox Nation was launched in 2018 for $6 a month. It offers a variety of on-demand programming, including conservative opinion in lifestyle and entertainment programs. It also launched several documentaries and investigative series. Yellowstone 150 will be released consecutively on the platform. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 598 at the close. Oil prices soaring past $106 a barrel and then falling back under 105. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.